This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
It was an absolute heartbreaker of a finish at the U.S. Open for Will Zalatoris. And on the other end, an incredible victory for Matt Fitzpatrick. As we go into a little golf here on the Daily Tip, Matt Fitzpatrick is your winner. Won it at 6 under par, also won the U.S. Amateur at Brookline in 2013. And to open the week, I believe he was 30-1 to win outright. So a huge win for people who are backing Matt Fitzpatrick. But like I said, it was a great back and forth in the final round of this tournament between Matt Fitzpatrick and Will Zalatoris, who were also in the same group. So a lot of mental games going on between these two. But in the end, it was Matt Fitzpatrick who won it all.
Yeah, and he deserved to win. Went 68, 68, 70, 68. Opened as a 50-1 long shot to win it all. And what I love about this performance is a couple things. Number one is he went head-to-head with the greatest golfers on the planet. I mean, he was battling Scheffler, Zalatoris, Matsuyama was 2 strokes back, Colin Morikawa, Roy McIlroy, 3 shots back. So he didn't just luck out here, and he made some incredible shots down the stretch to get this done. He hit 17 out of 18 greens in regulation. That's incredible. And of course, he had that unbelievable shot on 18 where he hit the fairway bunker and decided to go for the green out of that bunker, hit it within like 20 feet, missed the birdie putt, but made par. Even Zalatoris said, I don't know how he pulled off that shot. It's a 1-in-20 shot that you make it in that circumstance. And what I found fascinating was that Fitzpatrick admitted afterwards, he said, honestly, I was a little scared because of all the shots I didn't want to have to take. A fairway bunker shot is the shot I have struggled most with recently. It's the one shot I didn't want to have to make in that circumstance. Still found the bunker. So in the back of his head, imagine knowing I need to hit this true. I want to win my first ever major, and I've got a shot that in my head I know I'm not very good at making, and he crushed it. So this was an incredible performance, and again, he beat the best players in the world to get it done.
Oh, for sure. And if you looked at the leaderboard on Sunday, it was some of the biggest names in all of golf, because you see Matt Fitzpatrick and Will Zalatoris at the top of the leaderboard to finish it, and you think, oh, well, those aren't the big names. But we did have big names across the leaderboard who are in contention on Sunday, with Scottie Scheffler, who's playing amazing golf, that kind of wilted down the stretch here, Colin Morikawa, Deki Matsuyama, who won a Masters, and also Rory McIlroy, who's been the mouthpiece for the PGA Tour when we're talking about this rivalry between the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour. So let's widen out and go for the macro storylines coming out of this. For the whole week leading into the U.S. Open, all the stories were about the competing tours between the LIV Golf Tour in Saudi Arabia, between some of the guys that defected to that, and the PGA Tour. It was a lot of mudslinging. It was a dark cloud that was over golf this entire week. But none of that seemed to matter on Sunday, because it was such great golf. So when the publicity was there and everybody was talking about golf, this was an incredible tournament for PGA to showcase to all these people who were tuning in out of curiosity to say, oh, what kind of product are we going to see from the PGA Tour week in, week out? Why should we watch this over the LIV Tour? So I don't think this tournament could have come at a better time for the PGA Tour when it came to watchability.
This went exactly the way the tour would want it to go, because you had great storylines in Fitzpatrick, his caddy we talked about, winning a major for the first time in 30 years. He's in tears at the end of the tournament when they're having the medal ceremony. And you have the greatest golfers in the world, some of the biggest names going head-to-head. Like you mentioned, Morikawa, McIlroy, Matsuyama. All these guys are going at it. You have a guy who's never won on the PGA Tour pull out an incredible U.S. Open victory. And then if you look at the guys on the LIV Tour and how they fared, what did we say last week? Wouldn't it be crazy? Wouldn't it be chaos if Dustin Johnson, the big name on the LIV Tour, the best golfer on that tour, somehow made a run and won the U.S. Open? Then all of a sudden, that would be the perfect storm for the LIV Tour, that they have a guy, their marquee name, come in and beat some of the best in the world, win a major. And instead, the LIV Tour guys struggled. They just did not perform well. Johnson was the best. He was 4 over. Philly Mick was 11 over. He was awful. Bryson DeChambeau with 13 over. So for the PGA to have a first-time winner in a highly competitive field with so many storylines, and then the LIV golfers do nothing, this is exactly what the PGA Tour wanted.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Oh, for sure. Even though I think Dustin Johnson was really the only guy out of the LIV Tour crew that had a shot at winning this one, because Phil Mickelson, yeah, I know he won a major last year, but still, like, he is on the downswing. Like, we all know that he is not really playing his best golf. And plus, he's totally mental. If you've seen some of his press conferences, he doesn't even seem like himself. So the fact that he four-putted was not surprising to me, because I think he's very much in his head. But this is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. I'm Chelsea Messenger. He's Michael Jenkins. Let's dive into some betting lessons we learned over the weekend when watching this U.S. Open. And I'll start. Oh, the first one I learned is betting on outrights. It seems tempting because you see these long shot odds and you think to yourself, oh, I can get a big return on my investment. But think about the people who bet on Will Zalatoris to win this one outright. Think about how many times Will Zalatoris has been so close to winning a major. What, he gets second at the Masters? He's had 6 top 10 finishes in his last 8. Think about how close he's been. And think about the fact that these people have $0 to show for it.
I'm one of those people, Chelsea. You're talking to me. You're not saying my name, but that's me. He's going to break through at some point. There's no question that's going to happen. But I'm like you. And the thing is that had I been betting on Zalatoris, I don't know, a couple tournaments ago, and I'm getting good value, all of a sudden I cash in a big way if he wins. The problem is that I could have been betting top 10s the entire time or top 5s making money, but now he's performed so well over time that the great value I thought I was getting a few weeks ago isn't there as much as it used to be because he keeps getting close. At some point, he will break through, but I think you're spot on in that if you want to make money consistently betting golf, then top 5s, top 10s are the way to go. Even a top 20 if you want. Maybe put a small sprinkle on a guy to win it all. But putting most of your bankroll on one player to win a golf tournament, doesn't matter how good he's playing. Golf is a game where it takes one shot here or there to affect the outcome. And so it's just not worth it unless you have a really, really strong feeling about someone.
Right, because I think you need to sprinkle a little bit on top 5, top 10, top 20, just so you come away with something. Because, you know, Will Zalatoris has been on the wrong end of a couple heartbreakers, because not only finishing second at the Masters, also losing in a playoff to Justin Thomas, what, like a month ago? Yeah. So that's the thing. It's all or nothing when you're playing these outright. So maybe sprinkle a little bit of money on these top 10s and these top 20s that are offered over at BetMGM. The next major we have is the Open, and the British Open, I guess you would call it. I think it's just the Open now. The favorite, I believe, Rory McIlroy, for good reason. The European playing incredible golf. He was very much in contention in this one, but the takeaway for me in this one, golf is in great hands with some of these young players, because I think this is great for the game that we have some of these young guys, extremely young guys, new to the tour, that are contending and just about winning all these tournaments.
I agree, and it's interesting how Roy has sort of become the de facto face of the tour all of a sudden, a kid from Northern Ireland, because he's not a young guy anymore. He's sort of a veteran. He's been the one to take the lead on speaking out against the LIV Tour, and he has majors to back it up. At some point, I think he'll probably break through again. I can see why Roy's the favorite at the Open, and it doesn't set up for Zalatoris, so I will wait another few weeks or maybe to the next major to throw my money away, Chelsea.
And also the fact that we are talking about golf and how golf is exciting, and we have not mentioned Tiger Woods' name, not even once until now. Golf's in great shape, and I'm excited to see the next major championship.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.